USA Radio News with John
Hunt. The country's top immigration official blamed the sanctuary policies of New York City for the sexual assault and killing of a 92-year-old woman, while the mayor's office decried such rhetoric as fear, hate, and attempts to divide. Matthew Albience, the acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, said at a news conference the slaying could have been prevented if the city officials had complied with a federal request to turn over the assailant, a Guyanese national, for deportation. Albience said, "It's unbelievable. I have to come here and plead with the city of New York to cooperate to help keep their city safe." Make no mistake, he added, it is the city's policies that are the sole reason this criminal was allowed to roam the streets freely and end an innocent woman's life. NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and the S&P 500 all continue to have record-breaking weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.